This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPM.
92.9 WBPM Socrates, Kingston.
92.9 WBPM, Hudson Valley, New York.
Paul McCartney has long lived on the Mount Olympus of music. Linda McCartney.
I see him, his hunger, progressing into just different forms of music. But I actually think he's just always been so musical that I don't know how he can progress. I mean, he can go into longer music and sort of minimalist music, and he loves all that. See, he loves all forms of music. That's almost his problem. He can play anything and almost any instrument. But I just see him just carrying on playing music. You know, a lot of musicians after a while say, oh, well, I think I'll do something else. I hope he never does. You know, I mean, he paints and he does other things, but music is in his soul. I've also seen his guitar playing. You know, when I first met Paul, I was so surprised what a good electric guitar player he was. Actually, I was so surprised what a good musician he was. But he's the closest to Hendrix I've ever seen. People don't know that.
Half of the brother duo, who Paul and many others credit with inspiring them to learn harmonies, Phil Everly.
McCartney is a true genius. He is probably the best writer in the world. And I didn't influence that. I didn't influence his ability to write.
Paul McCartney.
It's weird, isn't it? In an article about me the other day, it said, this guy's got a future. It is a bit funny, but I mean, you know, I suppose when you've been at it as long as I have, everything is history. You know, the first time we played in America, and the last time we played America, and the famous record we released then, and all of that. But I like it, though. You know, I like the whole thing with me. I mean, if you could choose one band out of your life to be in, well, I got to be in it, you know? And so I love that aspect of it. And I feel really lucky that I got a second bite of the cake with Wings. And now, really, a kind of third bite, you know, with the solo stuff. So, I mean, I just feel very lucky to sort of still be interested and still have people interested in what I do. So I don't really care where it comes from, whether it comes from stage one, two, or three of my career so far. I'm involved with it all, and I'm proud of it all. And it seems like the audience feels that way, too, you know.
That was Paul in 1990 in the midst of his massive world tour behind the album Flowers in the Dirt, his critically acclaimed and Grammy-nominated 1989 album. The tour was his first in 14 years, and it launched Paul into a fantastically creative role that continues to this day. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. On March 24th, Paul will reissue Flowers in the Dirt, the 10th in his Grammy Award-winning archive series, in four different versions. The original album, a 2-CD special edition, a 2-LP vinyl edition, and a 3-CD and DVD deluxe edition box set. The deluxe version includes unseen archival video, a 32-page notebook of Paul's handwritten lyrics and notes, Linda McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt photo exhibition catalog, and a 112-page hardcover book documenting the making of the album. The book features interviews with Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello, and other album contributors. The DVD features the music videos from the album, three new short films with previously unseen archival footage of the album's creation, the Put It There documentary, and live concert footage. Over the next hour, Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello, and David Gilmour take you through some of the new and original treasures of this recording. Welcome to Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt, All Access.
You went away. I've had a sentimental inclination. time to change a single thing. As I pull the sheet back from the bed, I wanna go bury my head in your pillow.
Special edition, deluxe edition, and two LP vinyl versions of Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt, the 1988 demo of My Brave Face. Just one of the many previously unreleased gems. The recording of Flowers in the Dirt featured the return of an iconic bass guitar played by Paul throughout his Beatles career. Paul McCartney.
I suppose that comes out of Elvis Costello, who I wrote that one with. When we came to record it the first time, he said, what about your Hofner bass, you know, your violin bass, the Beatle bass? And I was saying, well, I can try it, but it's not very good at keeping in tune, which it isn't, because they're not very expensive instruments, you know. I got it a long time ago. And can go a little bit out of tune. So I'd given up recording with it, really, in favour of more some modern instruments that, like, technically they'll hold the tuning and things like that. But he said, oh, but I love the sound of it, you know. Go on, let's try it. And so I said, yeah, sure. So I got it out, tried it and that, and it recorded great. That was the thing about it. The tone, it's got a lovely tone for a little bass. So that's how that riff arrived, you know, because it was sounding great and stuff. It makes you want to play a nice little distinctive riff. So I got into that by request.
Elvis Costello was not the only collaborator or guest on Flowers in the Dirt. Another was longtime friend of Paul's, David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
On the Flowers in the Dirt song called We Got Married, which Dave Gilmour plays on, from the Floyd. And I like Dave's playing a lot.
He's a great guy, Dave. You know, he's a rocker from way back. You know, he's so talented. I love those guys.
One of the early encounters between Paul and David Gilmour was when Pink Floyd was recording Dark Side of the Moon. Paul and Linda were invited into Floyd's studio to be one of the spoken voices you hear throughout Floyd's masterpiece. David Gilmour and Nick Mason.
We got all that material by writing out a series of questions and putting them on cards. And then we had a music stand out in the studio room with a microphone, and we'd get anyone around to go and sit on this chair and read the first card and answer it, what the question that's on it, and then turn over to the next one. So they wouldn't know what the next question would be. They weren't allowed to look in advance. They'd had to answer that one, then turn over and move on to the next one, which was very relevant in some cases because they wouldn't have answered the first question the way they did answer it if they knew what the next question was going to be. Lots of people's responses were really sort of interesting and usable, and the people whose responses were best were the people who didn't think about it very much. I mean, Paul McCartney was recording in the other room in number two, and we were in number three at Abbey Road. And Paul and Linda came in and answered these questions too, but because of the years of experience at interviewing and all the stuff, he was sort of too cagey, and we couldn't use anything that Paul or Linda said because they were just sort of too experienced. And so that Jerry, the Irish doorman, he's on there significantly. Henry McCulloch, another Paddy, the then guitarist in Wings, and his missus, yes.
Yeah, sorry, Paul. Failed the audition, man. What a bummer. Maybe next time.
Paul McCartney.
They ended up using Henry McCulloch, our guitarist at the time, because there were strange questions. And Linda and I, you know, it depends whether you're going to be honest, right? You know, if you're talking to a psychiatrist, okay, you'll tell. But if you're talking to a newspaper or like someone making a record, you're not necessarily going to tell the truth. I'm not, anyway. You know, I don't need everyone to know all my little foibles. You know, I got enough critics anyway.
Going fast, coming soon. We made love in the afternoon. Found a flat. After that, we got married. Working hard for the dream. Scoring goals for the other team. Times were bad. We were glad. We got married. Open up your hearts to each other. When you find the meeting of the minds, it's just as well. Love was all we ever wanted. It was all we ever had. Further on in the game, waiting up till the children came. Place your bets, no regrets. We got married. We got married. We got married,
we got married.
featuring Red Hot guest guitar playing from David Gilmour, We Got Married, from Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt. Now newly remastered at Abbey Road and sounding sonically stunning on the reissued versions. The expanded releases are packed with demos of unreleased songs recorded during the sessions for Flowers in the Dirt, a bunch from the Elvis Costello and Paul McCartney collaboration. Here's Elvis on how it got started.
I just got a call asking me to go over to his office for, you know, an afternoon meeting, and we just had a cup of tea and listened to a record on his jukebox, and he's got in his office and said, "Do you want to write some songs?" I said, "Yes." And that was it. You know, there wasn't a lot to debate except, you know, what kind of songs we were going to try and write. I said, "Can we write like anything? Or is it a specific kind of song?" You know, I didn't know whether he had a particular sort of style of thing he wanted to write, and I wanted to know that I could contribute to it, you know. If he wanted somebody to write Paul McCartney songs, then he's the best person for it. If we're writing songs that have got a bit of both of us in, then that's obviously something that we can do. And that's what we did do, you know.
Paul McCartney.
It worked out great, I think, you know. It was very pleasant. You know, it's difficult to assess, like, unless you start comparing it, you know, and if you compare it to my other collaborators, i.e. John, well, obviously, there's nobody's going to kind of come up looking too good, because John's such a hero, such a monster, you know. He's a great writer. But me and Elvis, we had a good time. He's a great bloke. Our managers kind of got us together. He was looking for something to do different, you know, and I was looking for someone to collaborate with. So we knew each other. We'd seen each other in the corridors of recording studios, Air London. We'd met quite a bit there. So he came down to my studio. We sat around, a couple of acoustic guitars, started writing, and we ended up with 9 tunes, 4 of which made this album, the Flowers in the Dirt album, 5 of which are still around. 1 or 2 of which are finished. A couple of them we need to probably sort of work on a little bit more. 25 fingers, baby. I love your nails, I love your touch, I love to touch you, baby. You never fail secure. Some say give me 5, but I'll give you 10. You can make it 20, but you're holding out again. Think it over, baby. Think it over, baby. I will always love you. That can't be denied. Love you up until the day that heaven knows I tried. For the time being, I will tell you this: I love to love you, but there's something missing. I beg you, listen unconditionally. Put your hand in my hand and surrender to me. Think it over, baby. Think it over, baby. 25 fingers feel so divine. Wish you were mine, wish you were mine. So our hands met and 20 fingers entwined. I couldn't help but see you. She didn't quite believe it. She said, listen, cause it's one little thing. Where did you get that love there? When it rained? Think it over, baby. Think it over, baby. Some things are forbidden, never meant to be. Well, that might be alright for you, but not for you and me. 25 fingers feel so divine. 25 fingers wish you were mine. 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 25 fingers. Wish you were mine. 25 fingers. Wish you were mine. 25 fingers.
Previously unreleased, but no more. You can find the 25 Fingers demo on the special, the deluxe, and the 2 LP versions of Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt.
Hey, this is Paul McCartney. More exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage when all access continues.
Here lie the records that she scratched. On the sleeve I find a note attached, and it's so.
No login, no passwords, no monthly charges, and no delay. We're instantly on, playing the biggest hits of all time right now. From 92.9 WBPM.
thanks for rejoining our celebration of the release of the 10th in Paul McCartney's Grammy Award-winning archive series, Flowers in the Dirt. Here's Sir Paul on the sage advice contained in his song, This One.
It's like, how many people think that, you know, that, oh, God, if I only said that, or if I only sent her some flowers, then she, you know, or whatever. And I think one of the things for me is you do regret those moments. We have an argument, for instance, you know. You think, oh, God, if I'd only been smart, I could have just sort of said, well, you know, you're right, for instance. It'd be a real cool thing to say, which I'm not always the one to say, you know. And it's about that kind of thing, you know, that sort of this moment, this now, if you could just appreciate it all the time, you'd do better. But you're nearly always off on some other moment, either the past or dreaming about the future. And now is never very important to most people. But it's really all you've got. It's really all we live in.
Did I ever take you in my arms, look you in the eye, tell you that I do? Did I ever open up my heart and let you look inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is lighting above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. How calm the water and bright the rainbow fade this one to black. Did I ever touch you on the cheek, say that you were mine, thank you for the smile? Did I ever knock upon your door, try to get inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. How calm the water and bright the rainbow fade this one to black. What opportunities did we allow to flow by, feeling like the timing wasn't quite. Did you ever take me in your arms, look me in the eye, and tell me that you do? Did I ever open up my heart, let you look inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. Our god is riding upon his back. How calm the water and bright the rainbow fade this one to black.
Paul McCartney's This One from Flowers in the Dirt, now newly remastered, sounding exactly as the artist imagined it. one of the most touching songs on the album, was inspired by something Paul's dad used to say to him. Put it there.
Put it there is for a particular kind of audience. I mean, it's just basically a song that based on something my dad used to say when we were kids. And it's got a Liverpool silly things they say all the time. And he just used to say, put it there if it weighs a ton. It was one of his things, you know. And he also used to say, he'd say to him, well, why do we have to do that? Me and my brother, you know, why do we have to do that? He said, because there's no hair on a seagull's chest. Okay, fine, you know, there's all these nutty things he'd say. But that one, put it there if it weighs a ton, it's the kind of thing you then say to your own son. I mean, it's fairly simple. While you and I are here, put it there. But, I mean, you can either say, well, that's just really simplistic. But, I mean, to me, that's really deep. But it is, you know, I mean, that's something that's a bit of a choker for me, that line. It's difficult what you set against it, you know. You almost want to leave it with just the acoustic and the voice. So we did little things like, that's sort of in there, but your hands have got to be very dry. And tapping on the knees, like Buddy Holly did on the Everyday. It's an old trick, just little. So you get kind of very little percussive things. So we did that. We had a bit of a laugh on that one. Trying to persuade me to strip off, as I recall.
Give me your hand, I'd like to shake it. I want to show you I'm your friend. You'll understand if I can make it clear. It's all that matters in the end. Put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said to his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. Long as you and I are here, put it there. If there's a fight, I'd like to fix it. I hate to see things go so wrong. The darkest night and all its mixed emotions is getting lighter, sing along. Put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. Long as you and I are here, put it there.
With string arrangements done by the late George Martin, Put It There, off of Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt, remastered and now available in three sumptuously expanded versions and its original version. As Paul was working with Elvis Costello, he had this vague sense of deja vu that he was very cautious about.
The resemblance to John once or twice got a bit embarrassing. You know, there were a couple of tracks on the album where I'd sing a sort of sweet line and then I'd find Elvis doing a sort of sarcastic line, very much like John and me used to do. It's getting better all the time, couldn't get much worse. Like you say, you know, I remember the sort of old rock and roll stuff. Guys like Elvis or younger guys will remember the sort of the Beatles stuff. And if they love it, it's great for me. You're kidding, aren't you? You know, it's great to see someone love it instead of slagging it off and saying, oh, it's the pastiche of the Beatles. You know, it's like, yeah, man, it sounds like the Beatles. Great, you know, what could be more fun? And I always think, you know, well, if anyone's allowed to do it, it's got to be me and the lads. Take me to that place. That's really like me and John. And I did say to Elvis, we've got to really be careful about that, you know, but I mean, you can't be too careful, can you?
She makes me go so wrong.
Yeah, you kept me awake, you know you did.
I've loved her all so long.
So why don't you come right out and say it's stupid?
She makes me do things I don't wanna do. I don't know why I should be telling you. I know that you want it too.
intentions are quite sincere.
That's not what you said the other night.
And all you can do is sneer.
So go ahead and kid yourself, you're right.
She makes me do things I don't want to do. I've got a better chance than you do.
I know that you are too.
You're such a hopeless romantic. She told me you're so predictable and nice. She only did you a favor once or twice.
Her too. Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello from Flowers in the Dirt.
I don't hope to attract anyone. Like a bloody dung heap.
If you can wait for a few more minutes, you'll hear that on Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt, All Access.
Make us button number one, and button number two, and number three, because you don't need any other radio station. Local Hudson Valley Radio, by local Hudson Valley people. This is 92.9 WBPM.
Welcome back to the last segment of our celebration of the release of Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt, expanded with previously unreleased songs and demos from those sessions, and remastered in sonic perfection. I'm Dan Neer. During the sessions for Flowers in the Dirt, Paul had a special way of spending his Friday nights, which wound up in him discovering a drummer for that album, Chris Whitten.
On Friday nights, I started having these jams because I was recording a lot. I was a bit fed up of not singing live. So we just got in a little rehearsal hall, invited various people each weekend, Friday nights, and he showed up. He's really good, enthusiastic, energetic young drummer, you know, and I thought, wow, he's really good. So apparently he tells me later, he said he was just so nervous he just didn't even notice. He doesn't even know he was there, like, you know, it's one of those. But I asked him back, he was really good, and I told him some of these older rock and roll songs, because, you know, the thing is, you know, I was there like the end of the 50s, beginning of the 60s. Someone like him wasn't, you know, he was just a baby. So there were certain songs. I said, well, you know, check out that. Check out the shuffle on this. Because it's a different kind of drumming from now. You know, it's just mainly... It's kind of there. It's like a straighter thing. It's like the old thing. So he became very good at that. So I just said, well, look, you know, come and make the album with us. So he's on Flowers in the Dirt. He does most of the drumming on that.
Chris Whitten's presence helped change Paul's vocals on one of the most loved songs on Flowers in the Dirt, Figure of Eight.
Chris was playing drums on it. We were going to do the drums live. It wasn't going to be computer. So I was in here with him, and I was playing bass. And I decided to kind of sing it along. And it had a tune which was fairly sort of lowish. No, Figure of Eight. Da-da-da-da-da. Quite so simple, but... Because I was leading the drummer and trying to get him to really sort of put it in loud, I decided to kind of take it up a bit. Wow, figure of eight! And start just sort of busking it up higher, you know. We did that, we did it live like that, and the vocal and the drums are the two off that live take.
Well, you got me dancing in the figure of eight. Don't know when, coming or going, I'm burning your leg. Round and round and round.
newest remastered and expanded release in the Paul McCartney Archive series, Flowers in the Dirt. That was Figure of Eights. Since Paul has had such an enduring career, did he, some 30 years into it, think about appealing to a different so-called target demographic?
No, I don't think like that, you know. As marketing men think like that. Audiences, new formats, groups, target groups and stuff. It all goes funny when I start to think of it like that, you know. So I hope to attract anyone. Like a bloody dung heap. If you ask me.
I feel such sorrow, I feel such shame. I know I won't arrive on time before whatever out there is gone. What can I do? That day is done. It's just a promise that I made. I said I walk in the parade. Heart scorn in tears I thought would flow. Sprinkles flowers in the dirt. That's when a thrill becomes a hurt. I know I'll never see her face. She walks away from my resting place.
Another previously unreleased demo off the new Flowers in the Dirt special and deluxe versions, That Day Is Done. The song was very emotional for Elvis Costello, as it was his lament for not being able to attend his grandmother's funeral. Paul said earlier that he worked hard on the songs for this record, knowing that he would be out touring for the first time in 14 years and would be playing a bunch of them live. So which ones went down the best?
Live, We Got Married works great. I love doing We Got Married, just because it's a kind of, it's a grown-up thing. It's a piece that I believe. It's a little extended, which works in an arena. You know, I don't like just always doing short songs. The pacing's nice on that one. We get to play a bit because of the long instrumental section. Put It There is starting to work very well over in Europe. They all work quite well. Brave Face works nice. That always kind of gets them. You know, it's that thing I was saying before about the Beatles. You know, you do your hits, they always go down better than anything. You know, an audience likes to hear what it knows. But you've always got to play an audience and say, look, I'm not going to just give in to you. We're also going to do some stuff that we want to play, you know, and it's off our new album, and we'll do that. And I think that works. I think that's the way you've got to do it. I mean, I've seen the Stones, not this show. I saw them a couple of years ago in New York at the Paramount. I saw Mick kind of struggling then, you know, kind of say, all right, now we're going to play some more new stuff. Like, shut up. And the audience is kind of, all right, then go on, you know, if you must. It's always that attitude, but you've got to kind of train them. You know, you can't just let them tell you what to do. You're the boys they've come to see. So you got to get your opinion over, you know. I was just saying last night again to Linda that I'm quite into all the new stuff.
My brave, my brave, my brave face. I've been living in style, unaccustomed as I am to the luxury life. Mental inclination not to change a single thing. As I pull the sheet back on the bed, I wanna go bury my head in your pillow. Now that I'm alone again, I can't stop breaking down again. The simplest things set me off again. Take me to that place.
Popular song off Flowers in the Dirt, My Brave Face. Now, before we go, let's let Paul answer a question, hopefully for the last time, that he gets asked constantly. How long do you think you will continue to make music?
I'll do music as long as I do music. I'll live as long as I live. You know, and both of them are two imponderables that I'm not... They're so imponderable, I don't even bother wasting time trying to think of the answer. You know?
You can't ask for any more than that, man.
Paul McCartney, Flowers in the Dirt, is available as of March 24th in four different newly remastered configurations. The original album, a double vinyl album, a 2-CD special edition, and a 3-CD DVD deluxe version, which includes unseen archival video, a 32-page notebook of Paul's handwritten lyrics and notes, Linda McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt photo exhibition catalog, and a 112-page hardcover book documenting the making of the album with interviews with Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello, and other album contributors. The DVD features the music videos from the album, three new short films with previously unseen archival footage of the album's creation, the Put It There documentary, and live concert footage. Paul McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for MPL Capital UME. All rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Alex Parker and Steve Ithel of MPL Communications and Jamie Hartley and Stacey Freeman of Universal Music Enterprises. If you missed any of this show or simply would like to hear it again, you can in a few weeks on dannear.com, D-A-N-N-E-E-R.com. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.